That meal was awesome. How was your food? Excellent. Oh, do you want a fortune cookie? Okay, my fortune says the ticket to the future is always open. Huh. I don't know. Maybe it means that there's no such thing as fate and that we create our own destiny. So what do you want to do now? Yeah, I don't want to go home either. I really enjoy being with you. It's kind of late, and I think that they already closed. Oh, okay, so it might be after hours, but I know of a cemetery that doesn't have a gate, so they can't keep us out. Maybe we can just walk around there? They're one of my favorite places, too. Cool, let's do it then. Wow, it is so dark. I would have expected that there would be light somewhere here. No, we don't have to go. Stop walking for a sec. Let me use my flashlight function on my phone. Hear what? Oh, I don't hear a baby crying, but I don't have the best hearing. Maybe it's the wind. But it would be pretty late for a baby to be out. Ooh, that is bright. Okay, awesome. Allow me to light the way. I love looking at the oldest part of the cemetery because people had more interesting names. And it is freaking creepy seeing how old young people were when they died. Okay, it's that way. Nope. This is the first time that I've gone to a cemetery on a first date. You? Okay, I can't say I'm too surprised, but I think it's a good place to go on a date. Like, if you go to the movies, go see a play, or go to a comedy club, then you can't get to know each other. Exactly! It's so quiet here, so it's a good place to talk. And I like sharing a piece of who I am on a date. Yeah, okay, that sounded morbid. Well, I just really love cemeteries because they're peaceful and, okay, I don't know, I just like them. Yeah, I come here often. Not on dates, because I don't go on many dates, but with friends occasionally, usually by myself. Oh, I didn't know that you were familiar with this place. Where is your family buried? Do you want to go see them now, or? Okay, after then. We're almost to the oldest part. It's on that little hill over there. Yeah, we're allowed over there. There's a gate, but you can open it. At least that's what I always thought. Maybe we're not supposed to. Yes, let's be rebellious and do it anyway. Well, I don't think I've done anything bad in a cemetery, unless you count going into that part of the cemetery, which may or may not be allowed. Have you ever done anything bad in one? I am the one who had the idea to come here in the first place, but somehow you have gone on other dates in cemeteries. I guess I'm not very original. Okay, sorry, let me correct myself. You went on a date to one, not on dates plural. I want details though, if you feel comfortable sharing. What happened? Was it at night or during the day? Wow, that took guts. Did anyone see you doing that? Hopefully not. You could probably go to jail for that. I guess I'm not that rebellious for going into that one section of the graveyard. No, I've never done that in public. Not that I'm opposed necessarily. I don't know. Let's just see where the night takes us. Here we are. You're right. The gate is halfway open. I'm sure we're allowed in here then. No, that is not your imagination. It's definitely colder in this area. Oh, strange. Look, that's what I was talking about. These names. Pike, Eloise, Lenora. No way. That is my favorite one in the cemetery. I love the name Ransom. I didn't even know that was a name for a human until I came here. Yeah, it seems more likely to be the name of a really badass cat or dog. Here, Ransom, Ransom. Who's a good boy? You are. Yeah, you are. No, sorry, there's no dog here. It's just me being my weird self. Oh, that's good to know, because I like weird people, so we'll keep getting along just fine. Oh, sure, we can sit down. I don't think there are any benches, though. All right, come sit down on this nice cold ground with me. Look, I didn't notice earlier, but you can see so many stars since it's dark. I do know a bunch of the constellations, actually. Right here, lie down. It'll be easier to point them out that way. So there, you see, there's Ursa Major. You probably recognize the Big Dipper, which is part of it. No, the Big Dipper is not a constellation. Oh, and you can find Polaris, the North Star, easily if you can find Ursa Major. So that's the bright one, right there. The two stars on the outside of the Big Dipper's bowl point to it. And Polaris is at the tip of the handle for the Little Dipper. No, the Little Dipper is part of Ursa Minor. Whew, it is getting colder. Yeah, actually, I would really like to do that. This is nice. Thanks for offering to warm me up. Lying on your chest, I can hear your heartbeat. And it's so relaxing. I'm going to try not to fall asleep on you. Would it be okay if I held your hand? Thanks. This has been really nice. It's probably the best date that I've been on, and I don't know how long. Oh, good. I really like talking to you, and I want to keep seeing you, if that's okay. Well, that's what I wanted to say, but I didn't want to seem too forward, so I said I really like talking to you instead of saying, I really like you. I'm getting tired, but I don't want to get up. I'm too comfortable. Okay, let's just stay here for a bit then. Oh my God. Oh God. Wake up. It's morning. You were a good pillow. This is probably the longest first date I've ever been on. Yes, I'm hungry. Wanna go somewhere to eat? Oh, I had a dream with you in it. Hope I'm not seeming creepy, but we were married and we had a baby named, yes, Ransom. This is reminding me of that fortune I got. The ticket to the future is always open. Well, maybe it's about the gate that was open. Wait, do you still have your fortune? Oh, I didn't know that you didn't even eat your cookie yet. Crack it open. What does that look mean? What does it say? Okay, let me read it. Your soulmate is the one who helps you see the stars. Okay, I seriously have goosebumps right now. Well, let's see what the future has in store for us.